After many years and numerous attempts, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has finally toured Sri Lanka. High Commissioner Navi Pillay spent an entire week touring the country, her longest ever such inspection. She met with people from across the country and sat down with representatives of the government and various political factions. But although Pillay will not present her formal report for quite some time, she has already fronted the media with her observations. After listing many of the concerns raised during her visit, Pillay concluded that Sri Lanka is heading down the path to authoritarianism. The remark has drawn condemnation from the Sri Lankan government, but many Sri Lankans both inside and outside Sri Lanka do not feel this went far enough. Josh Nicholas reports.
The United Nations Human Rights High Commissioner Navi Pillay made several observations after her week-long tour of Sri Lanka. Pillay started by recognising the losses sustained by all sides and commending the extensive reconstruction that has taken place since the end of the war. But her comments shortly turned to the concerns raised by the trip.
Physical reconstruction alone will not bring reconciliation, dignity or lasting peace. I urge the government to speed up its efforts to demilitarise these two war-affected provinces, as the continued large-scale presence of the military and other security forces is seen by many as oppressive and intrusive, with the continuing high level of surveillance of former combatants and returnees at times verging on harassment.
As well as concerns about the lack of demobilization after the war and the harassment and intimidation of priests, journalists and ordinary citizens and many of the people that tried to talk to UN representatives, Pillay raised concerns about the prevalence of sexual harassment and abuse, the widespread disappearances across the country and the need for credible investigation into what happened at the end of the war. But it is a comment towards the end of her statement that has drawn the most attention.
I'm deeply concerned that Sri Lanka, despite the opportunity provided by the end of the war to construct a new, vibrant, all-embracing state, is showing signs of heading in an increasingly authoritarian direction.
The remark has drawn strong criticism from the Sri Lankan government, who have released a statement claiming the result was predetermined. External Affairs Minister G.L. Pearce says Pillay is viewing Sri Lanka through jaundiced eyes, and points towards frequent elections and Tamil suffrage as proof the country is not authoritarian. But others are criticising the statement for different reasons. Sanjana Hattatua is a senior researcher at the Centre for Policy Alternatives in Sri Lanka. He claims that Sri Lanka isn't heading towards authoritarianism, it is already there.
If you take a look at the freedom of expression, if you take a look at civil society, if you take a look at dissent, if you take a look at self-censorship, if you take a look at the unprecedented, historically unprecedented land grabs in the north and the east, if you take a look at the indignity that the Tamils are facing in the north and the east in particular, if you take a look at the rule of law, the culture of impunity, if you take a look at any democratic marker in this country, very, very tragically and sadly, I think that the Sri Lankan is quite proud and loves to live in my home. You will find that authoritarianism has already taken root. It's not a question of Sri Lanka heading into authoritarianism. It is already a question of how to deal with authoritarianism that is already very much present in every sinew of our democratic fabric, and that is of major concern to us in Sri Lanka, leave aside Mr. Pillay's concerns from the international community.
Spokesperson for the Australian Tamil Congress, Dr. Sam Parry, says that while the current regime may be heading towards authoritarianism, Pillay has overlooked a lot of what has come before it.
The way that the Sri Lankan regime seems to get away with a lot of these abuses, the way that under the guise of sovereignty, the current regime is able to commit a lot of crimes, a lot of war crimes, a lot of violations of human rights and not be held accountable, shows that the regime is heading in that direction. What she fails to understand and what she failed to point out was that the violations and the abuses taking place against the Tamil people have been happening for decades. And while this current regime is something that is conducting the structural genocide at present, previous regimes have done horrible things to the Tamil people as well.
That was Dr. Sam Parry finishing up that report by Josh Nicholas.